Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad. And I tried to handle it gently. Oh, the first thing in his bio was he was born in 1952. And if my grandpappy's on Twitter roasting somebody, I hope they handle him gently. And I tried to.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
All right, team, we've got two aspects of high-level quarterback play here from Caleb Williams.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
Watch his eyes. Hold number 56. So he's going to put his eyes right on 56, which holds him and freezes him right there. Now watch him snap his eyes back, locate DJ Moore, and fit an absolute dime in there for a big-time conversion for this Bears offense.
With Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
Oh, indeed. If you are new to the Bernstein and Holmes show, then you're in for a treat because Tim Jenkins has been our quarterback whisperer, our personal quarterback's coach on this show. He is on Twitter at TJenkinsElite, the founder and the CEO of Jenkins Elite, with us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today and twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Very, very, very excited for another season with you, Tim. So happy that we get to do this.
I'm pumped up to be back. I mean, Bears football's back. We've got a win. I know it wasn't the prettiest thing, but it's an exciting time.
All right, so before we get into some of the granular stuff here, let's talk about reasonable expectations. Let's talk about how good we are thinking Caleb Williams should be now. On what sort of sliding evolutionary scale of his career are we using here? Like, is he, with everything it said, being the number one pick, does that mean, hey, you should be great right now? Or is that completely unfair? How are you going to set up your matrix for your criticism?
Yeah, if what we cared most about was fan reaction, we would have simply not played him in the preseason, because playing him in the preseason when he gets to go against a bunch of Tim Jenkins, right, who are going to be future coaches like I am, it sets you up for a bad week one, because he lit it up, right? He tears it up in the preseason, and then we're kind of back to reality, which is probably what all of our expectations should have been, which is, hey, when he's able to play on time, when he's confident in kind of what's going on, he's going to play at an extremely high level because he's uber talented. And then when we have to navigate through, you know, 97 exotic looks that teams are going to throw at you as a rookie quarterback, you're going to struggle at times. And that's been every quarterback that has been not successful in the league and successful have struggled with that as a rookie. So to me, it's like, I think his start was very on par. I think when we evaluate him, we need to really put things into a couple of different buckets, which is, okay, hey, plays that we executed at a high level like we expect him to, plays where, listen, we got fooled by this look and he's going to be able to improve those, and then plays where it's like, he probably hits those if we don't have, you know, three different things break down And those are situations that it's not like Caleb can control that, hey, we've got a DN who come and hits us when I've got Keenan Allen open on a backside throwback.
So, Tim, can you walk people through what the difference is between how someone can look in a preseason versus what a team does to game plan against what they think your weaknesses are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, it's the difference between when you saw me hit Sam linebackers in the chest when I was playing in the preseason and then how I look when I'm going against Aunt Judy when she's a corner at the at Turkey Bowl. Hey, right? Like it's
hey, you, Aunt Judy can hear this.
She's a heck of a player, too. Honestly, she was just out here playing golf. She just beat me up and down the course. So but we'll leave Judy out of it. What I do think is when you talk about look, it's all about looks to me, right? So, okay, hey, in the preseason, what are you going to get? You're going to get very vanilla, you know, shell structures. You're going to get very vanilla calls from the defense. When you then, you know, set yourself in week one of the NFL, what you're going to see is you're going to see, hey, we're going to see exotic pressures. We're going to see, oh, it looks like this. We're going to spin to a different coverage. And then when you talk about, hey, how are they going to lean on you? They're going to lean on you with a lot of what they did, which is they're going to try to overload pressure because they don't think Caleb's going to check, you know, the line to the right side, or they're going to show bracket on DJ and then they're going to slide away from it and play coverage and actually leave him, you know, isolated one-on-one, which they tried to do a couple of times and Caleb actually worked the one-on-one. So to me, I think it's like, it's hard to articulate it perfectly other than think like, okay, hey, I'm watching really good high school football in the preseason from how complicated things are to, okay, now I'm going and I'm trying to learn like the most complicated, you know, calculus equation on planet Earth. Like it's just, it's hard to explain the difference. The difference though is that most people on planet Earth couldn't retain the level of information needed to retain at the line of scrimmage to play quarterback in the NFL. And it's just kind of what he ran into on some of those, which is why even you saw him struggle, you know, there's a 6-yard Hank route that he goes to throw to Rome and he kind of double clutches it and dirts it. Like that's not that Caleb can't throw a 6-yard Hank. It's just that it's the, you know, the weight of probably the whole day showing up on a clip.
Did the overthrows have anything in common?
Yeah. I mean, so the overthrow to me, to Keenan Allen was the only one that it was worrisome because it's like you set up, we had this beautiful double move, right? We had the out and up, it's wide open. And his feet were dirty, right? What I mean by that is it's like there were people around, hey, his base, right? People were around his base. The only reason that worried me is because it wasn't necessarily a bad pocket by NFL standards, right? Like we have to be able to throw from within a phone booth. So there were people around our base and then we overshoot it. The only reason I say it's worrisome is because it's like, you know, hey, did Caleb just get amped up and overshoot it? Then I'm not worried. If it was like, man, he felt that, that worries me because we're not going to have it better than that. We're not going to have it better than a wide open double move and a slightly messy pocket. Like that's kind of as good as it gets in the NFL. So that's the only one that I think worried me. The one that he overshoots on like the slot takeoff, it is what it is. I think, you know, I saw the same ball from Tua, you know, he had Tyreek Hill on a takeoff and he overshot it. Like that's the same throw. The only one that worried me was that double move.
Once you're in season, there's not a lot of time between games. So if you're Shane Waldron and there were things that, how do you go about fixing some of the stuff offensively that you didn't like? And how do you help Caleb get from week to week and try to build off all the things that he did right and still say, here are the things that you can get better at? How do you condense all of that into 3 or 4 days?
That's such a good question, man. It's great, especially with like all the NFLPA rules now. I think what you really have to do is you have to kind of attack it in segments. Hey, you know, what did we do well? Okay, let's keep those. I think we'll see the Bears keep a lot more concepts week to week than maybe we see most NFL teams do. So we'll see them, okay, hey, these plays worked. Our guys are comfortable with them. Let's, you know, their staples are going to be a little bit bigger than most teams, right? Most teams, you're almost reinventing the playbook every week. I think these guys, we need to keep our staples. What I'd say is, and this is, it's so funny because, I got on Twitter, I was tweeting a little bit today about Caleb, and then someone sent me the Kurt Warner segment about pure progressions and PSLs. And I want to I want to, tread lightly because I obviously have a ton of respect for what Kurt Warner did in the league. Mm-hmm. What I'll say, though, is I'm a believer of we need more peer progressions for these young guys. And I say that because, when you debate nuances of quarterbacks.
Let's take a step back, Tim, and whiteboard what we're talking about between pure progression and PSL that you used.
Yeah, so pure progressions are, hey, no matter the coverage, I'm working 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. You know, a lot of people say to 5. Really, you're working 1, 2, 3 because the National Football League, you ain't getting to 5. But then you have PSLs, which is, hey, it's based on the structure of the defense, and I'm looking at a defender, and then I'm getting to a receiver. Okay,
PSL stands for what?
A pre/post-snap look. So that's what the PSL is.
Thank you.
What I want to caveat this whole thing as is, it's almost like a perfect night for me to come on because when you debate high-level quarterback play, it's very similar to what happens at a political debate, which is we can all cite one nugget that makes what I just said true, right? So it's like Kurt goes, the pure progressions, they're not successful. It's like what so-and-so did, and it's like, okay, well, you also could say, oh, it's what the Miami Dolphins do. And last time I checked, that offense is rolling, right? Or it's what the Chiefs, like, there's so many things that, when you're debating these things, it's like you really have to be truthful about the whole argument. To me, the whole argument is, hey, it's got to be 75-25 with a young quarterback, 25% PSL. And when do you do it? You do it on first and 10. You do it on second and short. You do it on down and distance where the defense is going to be somewhat more stagnant, right? If you were to throw one of these quarterbacks in to 100% pre and post snap look against the exotic looks that we get today in today's pass-centric NFL, the Peyton Manning interception record would be shattered by week 8. Like, it just, you can't do it. What we need is 75% pure progression, keep the staples, give them PSLs when the down and distance is going to be stagnant, it's going to be more simplified. But really, you need to help these guys by saying, hey, here's 1, here's 2, here's 3, and then get them used to playing on time. A lot of like the criticisms of pure progressions that I'm hearing are like, it's really hard to tell if the first guy's there. And it's like, no, nowadays you strictly tie it to footwork. Hey, 5-hitch clean to your first progression. If he's not there, reset and move on. We don't need to hold the football and stare at somebody. Reset, move on. If your second's there, he's not, reset, get to your check down. The plays naturally put defenders in conflict versus what we used to see more of would be like a mirrored concept where it's like, okay, hey, I'm going to pick on this defender. I'm going to watch him. Okay, if he bails with the smash or if he bails with the smash corner, boom, I'm going to take the hitch. If he jumps the hitch, I'm going to take the smash corner. I don't think it's like as simplified as we sometimes make it sound. And I think the pure progression stuff really is the way, kind of back to Lawrence, it's the way that we week in and week out, you can really make these young quarterbacks, these short weeks really count, is if we're installing more plays that naturally stress the defenders and then we're coaching them and we're really hammering their footwork to work the progression correctly.
Tim, when I looked at some of the choices from a personnel standpoint, I couldn't figure out if I should be mad at Shane Waldron or not. Because when I look at Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Cole Kmet, those guys were only out there together, I think, for 10 or 11 plays. So how should I react to this? Is this a coordinator just trying to figure out which personnel set works? Is this him reacting to what's happening in the game? Or was this a bad plan?
Yeah, I think we react to it by, like, you guys know me well enough. Like, I don't even cuss. I'm a big biscuits guy from Bluey, So I like, don't do anything. But it's me saying it. And I tell you, the way we react to it is you just take a quick smoke break, right? Like, you got to just, we just take a little bit of time because let me paint a different picture, okay? We had 4 plays on tape that legitimately, it's not like a huge if or a huge sell, easily go differently. The double move to Keenan Allen, okay, boom, touchdown number 1. The ball that is a perfect throw, Keenan Allen drops, okay, there's touchdown number 2. The slot takeoff really should have been a back shoulder fade, a big play. And then the throwback where Keenan Allen's wide open, but we can't block the D end. If all 4 of those come true, we're having such a different conversation. So to me, it's like, I think the personnel groupings, I want to give it two or three more weeks before, you guys know me, I'll be the first one in there with you being like, hey, I don't know what we're doing. Get them out. I'll come up there and coach them for 8 weeks, you know? So I think we give them a couple more weeks with that. And then I think we're really four plays away from this offense being so explosive to where it's like, we never even think twice about, hey, can Caleb play or where this Bears offense is.
So the overriding theme from experts that we've talked to who have given us a what their plan would be against Caleb Williams, it is make him win from the pocket, what you described as throwing from a phone booth, make him win from the pocket. So we're seeing now, we're building up this portfolio of what the defenses are going to try to do to him. How stubborn should Shane Waldron be about proving that he can grow and learn from the pocket while also trying to maximize what he can do now and well and win games and use boot and waggle actions and use a moving pocket and maybe have half field leveled reads? And not that he has to be Alex Smith, but if they want to win and develop him, you can go pretty far to try to prove doubters wrong.
Yeah, I think you try to prove the doubters wrong as stern as you want to lose your job. Like, I just right. don't think, like, you know, to me, I think the boot waggle, like you brought up, hey, hard run action where I'm either a full boot or I'm just waggling, pull up the pocket, is such a great way to get him slightly on the move, but simultaneously influence the defense to where, hey, we're going to have some more guys running open. And I think playing from the pocket to me is simple. I really think there were some concepts where it's like you saw him drive the speed out on time. You saw him drive a little option route on time. There are things that he can do really well. I think it's not that tough to say, like, hey, man, here's our, you know, 14 concepts that we feel great about. We're going to dress them up in four different formations. So we're going to give the defense 56 different looks with similar pocket concepts, you know, week in and week out. And, you know, obviously you scheme the 14 for the D. But I just think it's not as complicated as we make it seem. You know, I'm also one of those guys that, like, I hear people say that a lot, like, hey, we gotta, you know, if I'm playing Caleb, I keep him in the pocket. And I'm like, dude, I don't see that as a huge advantage for the defense. I don't see that as a huge place that he struggles. I honestly see where he struggled this week, in my opinion, was like, we just missed some balls that I don't think we're ever gonna miss again. And like, I know on Hard Knocks he said he doesn't get nervous. Like, that's just not true. Everybody knows that's not true. Like, Peyton Manning still gets nervous going on ESPN. The dude's worth $1 billion talking football, right? Like, I mean, everybody gets nervous, right? Like, it is what it is. I get nervous before I come on here, and then you guys tee me up with a softball, and then I'm like, oh, I'm good to go again. You know, you guys are the best in the business. So to me, I'm like, I don't know. I don't think that's a recipe to beat him. I really don't. I think they're going to start gashing people. I think when I come on week five, I really think it's going to be drastically light years ahead of this. I think what we saw was we saw a rookie quarterback in week one miss a couple of layups that he'll never miss again. And I do think we saw a scheme that had some dudes running wide open on some big play opportunities, which, like, after what we went through last year, to me, the fact that we were trying to drive the football down the field and scheme up double moves, like, that's all I needed to see to be a happy guy. Cause at least on Mondays when I got in the film, like, I wasn't ready to just, like, you know, take a long walk around the street. You know, it's just like, it was bad last week.
All right,
last year.
So everything's okay.
I'm just excited about what we saw.
Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's all right. It was a rocky debut, to say the least, but your headline is better days to come relatively soon.
Yeah. My headline is, like, we were so dang close. It would have been better days to come this week if we hit two balls that I just think are layups for Caleb Williams that unfortunately weren't this time.
Why has C.J. Stroud been an outlier when it comes to rookie struggling? I know that his first game last year, not good. And then from that point on, he rolled into being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. What is it specifically about him that allowed him to do that?
Yeah, I have two things on that. My first thing is that this is another one of those where it's like, you know, the toe in the line of respect versus not respect. I think they run a ton of pure progressions down there. I know they said PSLs. I think it's a ton of pure progressions down there. With that being said, I think their offense did one of the best jobs I've ever seen of correlating Ohio State concepts into the way you could run them in the National Football League. And that's what I, you know, and again, I'm not taking a dig at Waldron. We got to see how it plays out. But I don't see a lot of USC concepts, you know, transformed into how you can run them in the NFL. And Houston was riddled with them last year. They're riddled with them again. If you want to talk about why everybody thinks Ohio State quarterbacks stink, they run a very, I don't want to call it simplified, but they run certain concepts and they run a lot of them and they run it well. Then they get the guys get to the league and they get an OC who says, hey, here's how we play football in the league. And the kids struggle. What you saw in Houston was you saw an OC who said, nope, here's what you've ran for the last however many passing concepts you've had, you know, pass attempts you've had. And guess what? I'm going to transform them towards, you know, more of an NFL version of it, which means, hey, instead of running four verticals, just four straight ahead, you know, I'm giving you highway on one side and then I'm gonna give you cougar on the backside so you can read something out if they, you know, if they snap in, run quarters and we don't like it, hey, you know, work this backside. To me, there's a lot of stuff on Houston's film that I think a lot of offensive coordinators could learn from.
Great stuff, Tim. Again, looking forward to these Tuesdays throughout the season. Everybody loves the – people are already texting in saying you could listen to 10 hours of this stuff, and it's fun. So thank you, and thanks for all the, you know, the tweets during the game, too, as you're following along. People should give you a follow on Twitter for sure to get some of this in real time, at T Jenkins Elite. Much appreciated.
I appreciate you guys. You guys have a great day.
That is Tim Jenkins. Next up, we will celebrate with Sean Frazier. His full title is Northern Illinois University Vice President and Director of Athletics and Recreation. You know what we're talking about next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country! NIU 16, Notre Dame 14. shining down on NIU.
Andy Garcia, the voice of NIU football on
So happy for
call.
Andy.
One of the many people for whom we are very happy with the upset win. This guy, too, I think. We'll include this guy, I guess. Sean Frazier is the Northern Illinois University Vice President and Director of Athletics and Recreation on Twitter at Sean T. Frazier. And with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. These are heady times for you, Sean. How are you balancing acting like you've been there before with just being head over heels excited?
You know, it's and excuse my voice. I've lost it ever since Saturday. It's slowly coming back. It's good to see you guys. Lawrence, God bless, brother. I haven't seen you in a while, man. It's good to see you.
Same here, man. I'm really so happy for you guys and everything that happened down in South Bend. Walk us through it. You were there on the field. You saw the big hug that you gave Thomas Hammack after you guys were able to block the field goal. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was glorious. You know, it's a lot that goes into these games, as you know. You know, the public only sees, you know, the one side of the story. And Hammack, Coach Hammack, is a special friend, but he's beyond all things, he's a Husky. You know, he played here. He named his son after a dorm here. He met his wife here. You know, there's so much blood in the bricks for him and for this program. So you love it for him because he's the ultimate underdog. I'm the ultimate underdog. And to do this on this stage at this moment in time was pretty special. And you saw the emotions pour out of him. I went back to the hotel room to do that. He's a true brave at heart, and real men cry. I just cried a little longer because it's been that much of a ride for all of us as we've watched this program continue to prove people wrong every step of the way. So it was a glorious feeling. It's still a glorious feeling, but we have a long season left to go. So we got to pack it up, put it away, and continue our quest to be the best we can possibly be.
So to my original question, though, it's one thing to say like this is not an upset. Like, you don't want to be known as Chaminade beating the Ralph Sampson Virginia Cavaliers. That the point being, in the modern landscape of college football, that there are players to be had and there are ways for teams to get good fast and better fast and fill holes faster. Is this a way of, again, and we look at these marking points of saying our program can play at a different level?
Well, we have a history of that. You know, I think that that's something to make sure you recognize. That's why this whole thing is that we don't need luck. Yeah, I would agree. You know, we get it done the hard way. We have a history about doing that. You know, Joe Novak, our coach, our architect, the coach that Coach Hammack played for, proved that. There's been history, and coaches before him have had luck, especially playing higher resource institutions. Since my arrival in 2013 and Coach Hammack, we've done that, and he's done that. So I don't want to minimize or marginalize, you know, this win at Notre Dame. It's big. Anytime you beat a ranked opponent on their field, yes, that's big. But I think it's great to know that we have a history of that. We pride ourselves on that with boneyard victories. We call them boneyard victories, and there's a whole bunch of them. I just love the fact that our kids responded, and the moment was not too big for them. You saw it on the sideline. You saw it with our coaches. You saw it with our staff. I brought the band, the Silverettes, the cheerleaders. Maybe half of DeKalb traveled to South Bend, and it was a business trip. And yeah, with the transfer portal and other types of things, you saw exactly what a team or the little engine that did could achieve if you believe. So, yeah, I like it. Playing football since age 5, coaching, been around some great games. This is another great game in our history. There's no question about it.
I want to go back to Thomas's reaction and his post-game interview. Because I think I want, for one, appreciate what you said about it being okay for men to show emotion.
You said real men cry.
So look, the win itself is going to draw eyes. But I wonder if the better recruiting tool was what happened in the interview and parents and player student athletes looking at that and being like, I want to go play for that guy.
Mm-hmm. No, you hit it. That's the secret sauce, right? I'm going to tell you, but I might have to come down there and kill you afterwards, right? Because, you know, this is one of those secret sauce items, you know. I'm going to have to come down there and get you. But I love you, so I'm going to tell you, okay?
Okay.
So here's the deal. Coach Hammack is what you see is what you get. He is about as authentic of a individual in person that I've ever met. And the reason why, he's the head coach. You know, when I first met him at the University of Wisconsin and interact with him and his family, beautiful wife, at the end of the day, he is who he says he is. There's no other alter ego that's going to creep out in the middle of the night. And he meant every word. He was consumed with emotion. We were consumed with emotion. He understands how big and surreal this moment was and how hard it is to get here. So, yeah, if you're sitting back with a college prospect that to play at the FBS level, you do want to play for Thomas Hammack, because at the end of the day, he's going to put all in it, and he's going to love you not just because you play football. He's going to love you as a man. He's going to love you as somebody that he knows you're going to lead in the future, and you're going to learn core values, and you're not going to compromise standards. So all of these things are very powerful, and I think it's really important for folks to understand that, because if you want to play at the highest level, we're going to put you on a stage. We're going to give you your moment, but you're going to learn life skills that are going to transcend the sport of football. And that's what you get with Coach Hammack. And that's what you get with NIU football. So, yeah, I could talk about him all day, because he inspires me. He makes me a better administrator. And I'm really excited that he is leading our program.
Sean, I don't want this to sound cynical, because I don't mean it that way. But everything you say about his authenticity, everything about his belief and what he can do for these young men when he talks to recruit and talks to recruits' parents, how much do they care about that? And how much can that be sold for someone who increasingly, it's not just football players, people look at college transactionally now. It's what do I get? What's in this for me? What do I get? How can that be pitched and say, look, we can talk NIL, we can talk everything else and talk opportunity, but how does everything you say, it rings true to me, it's meaningful to me, and certainly as a parent, but how does a player now, how do you make them want to care about that?
Well, that's a great question, and I deal with it a lot, because we are in the NIL business at NIU. We are. You know, we have a collective. We have a dollars going to student athletes to performing endorsements and off of their brand. But here's the deal. Money's short-lived, okay? It's a tool. And I think it's important that we put it in its proper place. You know, if you could, and just a heartbeat, end your career, mess up your knee, God forbid, change the course. But at the end of the day, what you keep is your education and the skill sets necessary to compete in life so you can be a good citizen. So you're right. It's what you can, what can you do for me on the financial side? But that's short-lived. And it's not the long game. It's the short game. And what you get with Coach Hammack is a set of those particular issues. Yes, there's resources and money. But you get the other piece that we care about you. And not only do you get that with Coach Hammack, you get that from the AD, the president, the board. And listen, I played at Alabama. I've been at Wisconsin. I've been at NIU. So I have a good basis of understanding about what all of that really means. So there are going to be some people say, hey, how much you can give us? And okay, we can tell you this is where you could potentially make. But at the end of the day, here are the things that you need to consider. Because we've get young people all the time that transfer out or transfer in and say, my God, this is a total different experience here at NIU because of the personal interactions. And this is what happened to me at Institution X. And it's sad because we've lost our way at some of these situations when we boil it down to just one thing, money. God bless you, and God bless those people who use that as the single way to evaluate. Because at the end of the day, it's going to come back. And when it comes back at you, you won't have those skill sets necessary for a long life, way past the game that you play.
Sean,
that's my response to that.
Sean, I have a request and I have a question. You ready?
You got it.
The request is easy. I need that cap that your defensive coordinator was wearing. The husky, like the fighting husky, it looks like.
Yep.
All right, so I need that cap. So that's my request, whether it's in black or in red.
Okay.
My question is, NIU, it looks like they're off this weekend, right? You guys, no football this weekend, right?
No.
But there is a football game that's going to be played in Madison, Wisconsin, between Alabama and Wisconsin, and you know, have ties to both teams.
I don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't even aware there was a game. Sorry, Lawrence. Next question.
All right, we won't put you on the spot this time.
The only thing I'll say to that is Roll Tide on Wisconsin.
A house divided. Wow. That is Sean Frazier.
Well,
sir,
handled.
Congratulations. I hope this continues. I hope that we are talking to you at the end of the season and we're talking like big, big stuff for NIU.
Well, I do. I appreciate you guys. You know, I listen to you. Great. Just a great, you know, you do a great job for us. And I do hope that we can refocus, and I believe we will. So follow us. Love to come back. Love to have Thomas back on. And thank you so much for what you do. God bless you.
That's Sean Frazier. He is the AD of NIU. Fun times there. Really fun times.
I love it. I love it for everyone involved. Sean's a good dude. My niece played there, and he made sure that she was taken care of like he does with all the athletes. And it's a great environment there in DeKalb all the way around. So thanks to him.
Next up, there's an outtake from Hard Knocks that should have been an intake for Hard Knocks. And I don't know why this didn't get on the air, but it's Cole Kmet and Mercedes Lewis having some fun. Next on The Score.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Caller 6 right now to The Score's contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to see Jeff Lynn's ELO. I don't think there's any other kind. Live at the United Center, Saturday, September 28th. That's caller 6 to 312-540-0670. Hope you win. Enjoy. So, Studs, this was not included in actual Hard Knocks, but this was released as an outtake, and it is Cole Kmet apparently making Mercedes Lewis, his fellow tight end, feel a bit old.
My first ever jersey card, I don't know if you ever like collected cards.
Yeah.
First ever jersey card was a Mercedes Lewis Jaguars rookie card.
Oh,
yeah, me and we still have it. We still have it. I'll have to bring it around and show
That's
you.
That's crazy.
It's wild. It's wild.
I'm older than my position coach. And then I'm talking to Caleb about his everyday life. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
It's kind of like...
He's been like an older brother to me in some sorts. So it's been really cool to kind of get to know him over the past year. And I'm glad that he decided to come back for his 19th season and another season with the Chicago Bears. So I'm excited just to continue to gain the knowledge from him throughout this year. And, you know, we'll kick some two along the way as well.
What's going on?
I finally brought it in.
Oh, yeah. Let me see.
Look at it.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah, this was...
So that was the first one we got.
Yeah.
Think about that. I was probably, 9 or 10? And now I'm playing with you. Isn't that wild?
That's fire, though. That's cool, bro.
19 seasons later.
I remember this, it was yesterday.
Isn't that wild? Mercedes Lewis right there. Look at it, 19 years later now. Still looks youthful.
Still getting after it.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
That's dope.
That's fun stuff. That should be, why wasn't it on the air?
Yeah, that's...
Why not?
That's exactly like the wholesome stuff that you would think that they would, that they were definitely going for. Like, you had it with one of your more visible guys on the team. I don't know. I mean, I guess technically it made Hard Knocks because it made the outtakes. But yes, that That's one of those stories that you wish that they would have explored more.
That's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Dan Bernstein. You can join us 10 to 2 Monday through Friday talking Bears and more. And we'll continue to do that with Matt Spiegel and Anthony Herron when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.